at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1991 at the Tokyo Dome in Japan, World Championship Wrestling, WCW, and New Japan stars combined forces for the event Starrcade in Japan. In 1981, the eighth wonder of the world, Andre the Giant, defeated Hulk Hogan at Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, at a World Wrestling Federation, WWF, event. In 1984, in New Zealand, Ric Flair, woo, beat Harley Race and took home the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, world title. In 2001, Vince McMahon and the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, purchased World Championship Wrestling, WCW. Soon after, WCW aired their last Monday Nitro on TNT, where Vince McMahon did a simulcast between Raw and Nitro. I remember it like it was 20 years ago. Blew my mind! Thank goodness I put my mind back together. In 1965, The Undertaker was born in Houston, Texas. He turned 56. Happy birthday. What? We don't have time to sing all of it? Fine. It's your loss. In 1979, the first ever head-to-head match between a Worldwide Wrestling Federation, WWF, champ and an American Wrestling Association, AWA, World Heavyweight Champ occurred. It was Bob Backlund and Nick Bockwinkel at a Maple Leaf Wrestling event in Toronto, Canada. The match ended in a draw. And in 1995 in Memphis, Tennessee, Miss Texas Jacqueline Moore ended Sweet Georgia Brown's third reign as United States Wrestling Association, USWA, women's champ to secure her 10th of 14 USWA women's titles. Boy, do I miss Texas. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the Instagram at Bash and Barb or visit bashandbarb.com for more.